all hate you, Mando. Because you are a legend.
How many of them had tracking fobs?
All of them.
Any idea what they're gonna do with it?
I didn't ask. It's against the guild code.
Previously on The Mandalorian, the Razor Crest flies to a green planet.
Sorgan. No starport, no industrial centers, no population density. I'm leaving him here. Traveling with me, that's no life for a kid.
Kara shoots a bounty hunter sniper.
They know he's here.
Yes.
Then they'll keep coming.
Yes.
The Mandalorian stomps his tracking fob. The Razor Crest tears through deep space under laser fire as the Mandalorian takes evasive action in the middle of a dogfight. Explosions of flak erupt around his ship.
Hand over the child, Mando.
Wearing a flight suit with an air mask, the enemy tracks the Razor Crest in his targeting program. As the Mandalorian takes a direct hit, his entire ship shudders. The sleek enemy craft executes a roll in its pursuit. Laser strikes damage the Razor Crest's left engine. The enemy craft closes in on the impaired ship.
Hold on.
Strapped into a jump seat, the child spins upside down through an evasive maneuver. More incoming lasers miss their mark.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
The enemy locks on target. The Mandalorian pulls back a lever, jolting his ship to a violent stop, then reverses. The Razor Crest grazes the enemy craft as they glide past each other. The Mandalorian now locks on target.
That's my line.
The enemy ship explodes in a flurry of blasts, and the Razor Crest drifts through the wreckage with its left engine sparking and sputtering. A title appears over black. The Mandalorian. Chapter 5, The Gunslinger. The bounty hunter works at his control panel, urgently trying to restore power to the ship.
Losing fuel.
The interior lights go dark and his various screens blink out. He looks over his shoulder at the gleeful kid as the last of his two engines dies. The Mandalorian tries toggling another switch, then gets up from the helm and activates a backup system. As some of the controls come back to life, he returns to his seat. He flips a few switches, getting his screens to power back up. The twin engines both light up, and the ship moves forward toward a distant planet. The Mandalorian reaches overhead to flip another switch.
This is Mos Eisley Tower. We are tracking you. Head for Bay 3-5. Over.
Copy that. Locked in for 3-5.
The ship's left engine flickers as it descends into the atmosphere of the desert planet Tatooine. The Razor Crest zips through a canyon and swoops towards Mos Eisley spaceport nestled in a remote valley. As it lowers into a round hangar bay, the hatches in its underbelly fold open and the landing gear extends. The ship sets down in a cloud of sandy jet wash. On board, the Mandalorian places the sleeping child in a bunk, then seals it shut with a door. As the ship's gangway opens, three pit droids pop to life from among piles of debris in the hangar. They gather tools and start toward the ship, but a warning shot causes them to fold shut again. The Mandalorian holsters his sidearm.
Hey!
The droids run away.
You damage one of my droids, you'll pay for it.
Just keep them away from my ship.
Yeah? You think that's a good idea, do you? Let's look at your ship.
The attendant gives a part of the hull a good pat, then squints at the landing gear.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, you got a lot of carbon scoring building up top.
She puts away a scanner.
Yeah. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were in a shootout. Special tool for that one. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to rotate that. You got a fuel leak. Look at this. This is a mess. How did you even land? That's gonna set you back.
I've got 500 Imperial credits.
That's all you got?
She turns to the droids.
Well, what do you guys think?
One shrugs, one shakes its head, and one nods.
I should at least cover the hangar.
I'll get you your money.
I've heard that before.
Just remember.
Yeah. No droids. I heard you. You don't have to say it twice.
The Mandalorian walks off.
Sheesh. Womp rat.
The frizzy-haired attendant scowls derisively as she watches him go. A door slides open for the Mandalorian as he exits the sandstone building and walks out into the dusty, dry streets of Mos Eisley. He encounters only a handful of people in the once bustling spaceport. Harsh sunlight gleams on his Beskar plating as he moves past a collection of stormtrooper helmets displayed on pikes. The once pristine black and white detailing of the Imperial armor is now cracked and weather-worn. Back in Hangar 3-5, the attendant plays sabacc with her droids.
I'm in. And I'm gonna raise you 3 bolts and a motivator.
They all look to the ship.
Shh. Wait. Grab my blaster right.
One of her little droids scurries off and retrieves the weapon for her as she cautiously approaches the open gangway of the Razor Crest.
I'd stay in that ship if I were you!
She takes aim. Through a cloud of steam, she sees a small, wide-eared figure at the top of the ramp. The child toddles down to the hangar, his dark eyes sad and watery. The attendant narrows her gaze at the little green alien, then hands off her blaster to one of her droids.
Now.
She picks up the child.
Let Pele take a good look at you. All right, go. Did that bounty hunter leave you all alone in that big nasty ship? How do I know what it is? Give me a second. All right. Would you like some food? Are you hungry? Okay. Fetch us something to eat. Quick. I don't know. Something with bones in it. Now here's the plan. I am going to look after you until the Mandalorian gets back. And then I'm gonna charge him extra for watching you. You see how that works? Yeah? Bright eyes? We're a team.
A new scene wipes in from the center of the screen to reveal the Mandalorian walking past some derelict, low-lying structures to the arched doorway of the Mos Eisley Cantina. Inside, an EV series droid tends bar. The smattering of alien patrons includes one with a salamander head and another that resembles a fly. The Mandalorian bellies up to the bartender.
Hey, droid. I'm a hunter. I'm looking for some work.
Unfortunately, the Bounty Guild no longer operates from Tatooine.
I'm not looking for guild work.
I am afraid that does not improve your situation. At least by my calculation.
Think again, Tin Can.
They both turn to see a young man watching them from a booth.
If you're looking for work, have a seat, my friend. Name's Toro. Toro Calican. Come on, relax.
The Mandalorian swaps a look with the bartender droid, then heads over and takes a seat. Toro shows him a woman's hologram.
Picked up this bounty puck before I left the mid-rim. Fennec Shand. An assassin? Heard she's been on the run ever since the New Republic put all her employers in lockdown.
I know the name.
Yeah, well, I followed this tracking fob here. Now the positional data suggests she's headed out beyond the Dune Sea. Should be an easy job.
Well, good luck with that.
Wait, I thought you needed work.
How long you been with the Guild?
Long enough.
Clearly not. Fennec Shand is an elite mercenary. She made her name killing for all the top crime syndicates, including the Hutts. If you go after her, you won't make it past sunrise.
As the Mandalorian starts to walk away, Toro jumps up from his seat.
This is my first job. You can keep the money, all of it. I just need this job to get into the guild. I can't do it alone.
The veteran bounty hunter sizes up the young rookie through his opaque T-shaped visor.
Meet me at Hangar 3-5 in half an hour. Bring 2 speeder bikes. And give me the tracking fob.
The Mandalorian holds out his hand. Toro considers him, then smashes the fob against a wall.
Don't worry. I got it all memorized.
Half an hour.
Looks like you're stuck with me now, partner.
His smiling face wipes away to reveal the Mandalorian returning to Hangar 3-5, where a power droid trundles around near his ship's ramp. The Mandalorian boards the Razor Crest. Looking down the hold, he stops short for a moment, then hurries to the sleeping bunk, which lies open and empty. He rushes back out of the ship.
Hey!
I'm awake! I'm awake!
Where is he?
Quiet! Oh, it's okay. You woke it up. Do you have any idea how long it took me to get it to sleep?
Give him to me.
Not so fast. You can't just leave a child all alone like that. You know, you have an awful lot to learn about raising a young one.
In her arms, the child blinks its big black eyes.
Yeah. Anyway, I started the repair on the fuel leak. You know, I have a couple of setbacks I want to talk to you about. You know, I didn't use any droids, as requested, so it took me a lot longer than I expected. But I figured you were good for the money, since you have an extra mouth to feed.
The Mandalorian stares at her, then heads out with some gear.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess I was right. You got a job, didn't you? You know, it's costing me a lot of money to keep these droids even powered up.
Hey, Mando, what do you think? Not too shabby, huh?
The veteran bounty hunter sets his gear down on one of 2 speeder bikes, then walks around inspecting it. He tightens a loose joint coupling.
What'd you expect? Hey, Corellia. Ma'am?
Still holding the child, Peli eyes him warily. Toro and the Mandalorian hop aboard their bikes. The rookie puts on goggles and pulls his turtleneck up over his nose and mouth. Peli watches the 2 bounty hunters race off toward the vast dune sea. She looks down at the child in her arms. Out in the dune sea, the 2 speeders glide across seemingly endless sand dunes. Toro and the Mandalorian both jockey for the lead position. Long trails of dust plume up in their wake. Toro twists his hand throttle and pulls ahead of his partner, whose cape flutters behind him from the high velocity. The vast desert tableau wipes away to later in the day as the Mandalorian raises a fist, signaling for them to stop. Toro pulls down his goggles and turtleneck.
What's going on?
Look. Up ahead.
In the distance, they see some shapes moving across the sand. Toro gets off his bike and retrieves something from his gear. Moving to a better vantage point, he raises a sleek black pair of macro binoculars to his eyes and takes a gander at 2 sand people standing beside their shaggy banthas.
Tusken Raiders. I heard the locals talking about this filth.
Tuskens think they're the locals. Everyone else is just trespassing.
Oh, whatever they call themselves, they'd best keep their distance.
Yeah? Why don't you tell them yourself?
Toro startles as he sees 2 Tusken Raiders standing right beside him.
Relax.
The Mandalorian communicates with them in a form of sign language.
What are you doing?
Negotiating.
One of the sand people signs back to him.
What's going on?
We need passage across our land.
The raider continues gesturing.
Let me see the binocs.
Why?
Toro hands them over to the Mandalorian, who tosses them to the negotiator.
What? Hey! What? Those were brand new!
Yep, they were.
He gets back on his bike. Toro watches him zoom off, then grudgingly heads back over to his own speeder. Later in the day, the pair ride swiftly across the dune sea. An aerial view shows them as tiny specks against the vast undulations of sand. The Mandalorian raises his fist again as he brings his bike to a halt.
Get down.
What? Oh.
They both duck behind a dune.
All right, tell me what you see.
Dubak. Looks like the rider's still attached. Is that her? Is that the target?
I don't know. I'll go.
He draws his pistol.
You cover me. Stay down.
Heeding his instructions, Toro unholsters his own blaster. The Mandalorian swiftly makes his way down the face of the dune to a body slumped out of the Dubak's saddle. Toro watches his partner reach the fallen rider, whose right foot still dangles from a stirrup. The Mandalorian glances around before kneeling to the body and flipping it over onto its back. The rider's face is largely concealed inside a helmet and mask.
Is it her? Is she dead?
It's another bounty hunter.
Hey, I hope you don't plan on keeping all that stuff for yourself. Can I at least have that blaster?
The Mandalorian sees a tracking fob blinking rapidly.
Get down!
Mando!
He scrambles back to his feet from a blast to his armor. Toro peeks over the dune and sees him running back. Another shot from a sniper knocks him head over heels beside his partner. They both keep low behind the dune.
What happened?
Sniper bolt. Only an MK modified rifle could make that shot.
Are you alright?
Yeah. Hit me in the Beskar. And at that range, Beskar held up.
Wait, I don't wear any Beskar.
Nope.
So what do we do?
You see where that shot came from?
Yeah, it came from that ridge.
Okay. We're gonna wait until dark.
Well, what if she escapes?
She's got the high ground. She'll wait for us to make the first move. I'm gonna rest. You take the first watch. Stay low.
Toro watches him head for the bikes, then peeks anxiously over the dune. On the ridge, the sniper lowers the bottom half of her helmet, widening a slit of visibility around her eyes. Toro remains where he is on the dune, waiting for darkness to settle over the desert.
All right, suns are down. Time to ride, Mando.
He glances back at his partner.
Come on. Wake up.
The Mandalorian sits perfectly still, slumped against his speeder bike.
Look at you. Asleep on the job, old man.
Toro looks up at the sky, then spins around and practices drawing his blaster on his partner, who shows no reaction. He twirls the weapon in his hand.
You done?
Yeah. I was just waking you up. Come on.
Get on your bike. Ride as fast as you can. Towards those rocks.
That's your plan? She'll snipe us right off the bikes.
It's a flash charge. We alternate shots. It'll blind any scope temporarily. Combine that with our speed and we got a chance.
A chance?
Hey, you wanted this. Get ready.
Putting their bikes into gear, they rocket over the dune. They alternate taking the lead as they race across the exposed flatland. The assassin, Fennec Shand, positions her rifle and watches them through her night vision scope. The Mandalorian launches a flash charge, lighting up the landscape and causing her to recoil. She throws her helmet off and shakes her head until her vision recovers, then puts her eye back on her scope. A laser bolt from her blaster rifle strikes harmlessly between the two speeder bikes. Toro fires his cartridge. The bright flare causes another of Fennec's shots to go astray. The two speeder bikes cover a great distance. Toro sets off another flash charge. Fennec sets her sights on the Mandalorian and hits the nose of his bike, causing him to get thrown off into the sand. From the ground, he fires another flash round. Toro swings his speeder around to a stop. As the flash fades, Fennec gets the Mandalorian back in her sights and blasts him flat on his back. She lines up another perfect shot.
Not so fast, Fennec.
Toro stands right behind her with his blaster drawn. She pulls a small blade from the stock of her rifle and hurls it at him. As he flinches, she attacks with a series of kicks that send him tumbling. Meanwhile, the Mandalorian sits himself up. His armor smoking, he looks up to see the flash of a blaster shot. Duking it out with Fennec, Toro gets her in a chokehold, but she flips him onto his back. She stands ready for him as he gets back up, and she delivers several quick strikes to his body and face. He tries to flip her like she did him, but she lands on her feet and kicks him to the sand. She moves in swiftly before he can get up and pins him into an armbar with her thighs.
Nice distraction.
The Mandalorian stands over them with his blaster locked on her. Fennec releases Toro. The Mandalorian steps down off a rock, but keeps her in his sights.
Yeah. Good work, partner.
Cuff yourself.
He tosses her a pair of binders. As she picks them up, he looks to Toro.
Why don't you go find your blaster?
He walks off, searching the sandy ledge.
Mandalorian. It's been a long time since I've seen one of your kind. Ever been to Navarro? I hear things didn't go so well there, but it looks like you got off easy.
The Mandalorian just stares at her. Toro finds his blaster.
You don't have to worry about getting to Navarro or anywhere else once we turn you in. You know, I really should thank you. You're my ticket into the guild.
You're welcome.
The Mandalorian guides their cuffed prisoner down to the base of the rocky outcropping. Fennec sees the lone speeder bike waiting for them.
Uh-oh, looks like one of us has to walk.
The Mandalorian shoves her down.
Or we could drag you.
He steps past her toward the bike. Toro confers with him in private.
All right, so what is the plan?
I need you to go find that dewback we saw.
And leave you here? With my bounty and my ride, yeah. I don't think so, Mando.
The veteran turns away from him, looking out toward the horizon. Scanning the sand dunes with his enhanced vision, he locates a shape in the far distance. He turns back to his rookie partner.
Okay. I'll do it. Watch her. And don't let her get near the bike. She's no good to us dead.
As he walks off, Fennec regards him slyly. Toro watches his partner head toward the sandy horizon, then looks to their bounty, who yields the slightest of smiles. The rookie hunter takes a seat on his speeder bike with his blaster draped from his hand. Fennec settles in and gets comfortable on some rocks, keeping her eyes fixed on him. As time passes, Dawn finds them both still in the same spot.
Oh, it's been a while. Oh, look, the suns are coming up.
Quiet.
Look, there's still time to make my rendezvous in Mos Espa. Take me to it, and I can pay you double the price on my head.
I don't care about the money.
Oh, so the Mandalorian keeps all the money for himself.
Only because I let him.
Doesn't seem that way. I mean, it seems like he's calling all the shots.
Shows what you know. I hired Mando. This is my job. Bringing you in will make me a full member of the Bounty Hunters Guild.
You already have something the Guild values far more than me. You just don't see it.
What?
The Mandalorian. His armor alone's worth more than my bounty.
I already told you, I don't care about the money.
Then think what it would do for your reputation. A Mandalorian shot up the Guild on Navarro. Took some high-value target and went rogue.
That Mandalorian.
Like I said, you don't see many. You bring the Guild that traitor, and they'll welcome you with open arms. Your name will be legendary.
Toro's mouth purses in a conflicted expression. Getting up from his speeder bike, he gazes out toward the dawn. He looks back to Fennec.
How can we be sure he's the one?
Word is, he still has the target with him. Some say it's a child. Look, if you're afraid to take him on, fear not. I can help you with that. Take some advice, kid. You want to be a bounty hunter? Make the best deal for yourself and survive.
Shifting his weight on his feet, he looks out across the dune sea, then back to his steely-eyed prisoner. He holsters his blaster. A pleased expression registers faintly on Fennec's face. Straightening his jacket, Toro walks over to her. She shows him her cuffed hands, and he gestures permissively for her to step closer. She extends her arms, holding out the binders to him. Toro eyes her. She smiles at him. He shoots her. She doubles over, dropping to all fours. Toro reholsters his blaster.
That's good advice.
He gets down on one knee, leaning over her.
But if I took those binders off you, I'd be a dead man. And if the Mandalorian's worth more than you are, well, who wouldn't want to be a legend? Thanks for the tip.
Turning away from her slumped body, he straightens his moto jacket again and swaggers back over to his speeder bike, silhouetted by one of the rising suns. He hops aboard, pulls up his goggles and turtleneck, and flies away. Following the direction of his path, the scene wipes away to later in the morning as the Mandalorian rides the Dewback over the crest of a sand dune. He halts the scaly beast, his hand inching toward his sidearm as he peers down at Fennec lying dead on the ground, with no sign of Toro or the speeder bike. Later, he rides the Dewback to the outskirts of Mos Eisley, arriving after nightfall. Lights from the low-slung, sandstone buildings highlight the stillness of the small spaceport city. Outside Hangar 3-5, the Mandalorian lashes the Dewback to a post, then eyes the speeder bike parked nearby. He draws his blaster pistol and heads inside. Passing through the doorway, he enters the main bay and surveys the array of mechanical equipment lying around in the dark. He keeps his blaster pointed out in front of him as he moves deeper inside. One of the pit droids flees inside a control booth with the other two, and they all hide. The Mandalorian looks toward his ship and makes his way over.
Took you long enough, Mando.
He points his pistol up the ramp. Toro comes down with the child in one arm and his blaster to Pelly's back.
Looks like I'm calling the shots now. Huh, partner? Drop your blaster and raise him.
The Mandalorian tosses his weapon on the ground and puts his arms in the air. At a nod from his backstabbing partner, he places his hands behind his helmeted head. Toro jabs Pelly with his blaster.
Cuff him.
She walks the rest of the way down the ramp.
You're a guild traitor, Mando.
He positions a flash tube behind his helmeted head.
And I'm willing to bet that this here is the target you helped escape.
You're smarter than you look.
Fennec was right. Bringing you in won't just make me a member of the guild. It'll make me legendary.
Toro trains his blaster dead center on the Mandalorian, who activates the charge. Blinded by the light, Toro fires wildly. The Mandalorian appears beside him. A shot from his blaster knocks Toro off the ramp, and the child tumbles from his arms. Pelly rushes over.
Stay back.
She keeps behind him as he rolls Toro's body over on its back.
Where is it?
They search around for the child. The infant peeks out timidly from behind some equipment.
There you are. You hiding from us, huh? Look at you. That's right. I know that was really loud for your big old ears, wasn't it?
The Mandalorian detaches a small purse from Toro's belt. He approaches Pelly, who holds the child out to him.
Be careful with him.
The Mandalorian takes him from her.
So I take it you didn't get paid.
He holds out the purse and dumps a bunch of credits into her cupped hands.
That cover me?
Yeah, it's gonna cover.
He looks down to the child tucked in his arm, then turns and heads up the ramp. Pelly watches them go.
All right, pit droids! Let's drag this out of here!
She gestures to Toro's body.
I don't know. Drag it to Beggar's Canyon.
The pit droids run out from their hiding place in the control booth. Pelly steps away as they heft up the dead bounty hunter. Then she turns back to watch the ship's ramp fold shut. The Razor Crest lifts off from the hangar floor and retracts its landing gear. As it flies off into the clear night sky, the picture cuts to black. Back at the base of the rocky outcropping, a caped figure walks up to Fennec's corpse still lying on the ground. As the figure starts to kneel down to her, the picture cuts once more to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voiced by Nicole Zanzarella.